The learning this week is sponsored as a source of Fuhr Shalema for Yecheskel Dovim and Tzivinecha. The source of our learning should have a Fuhr Shalema for Seish HaChal Yisrael. The source of our learning should also be a source of Fuhr Shalema for Yelad Avon Tovim Chai Yisrael. The source of our learning should have a Fuhr Shalema for Seish HaChal Yisrael. So, this is the last week that we're going to be discussing in Yonei Kriya Shema. Last week we began discussing the Shroshim of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We discussed whether or not Kriya Shema is a Mitzvah Deraisa Derabonon. We discussed if it's deraisa, which chelik is deraisa. And this week we want to discuss halacha, how do we paskin, is it deraisa derabonon, which chelik is deraisa. We also are going to discuss a little bit about the third parasha of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Zechir Setiyas Mitzrayim. And, Be'ez Hashem, we also want to discuss a little bit about the kavonis that a person has to have, b'shas Kriya Shema. So, last week we began by discussing the machlokes, whether or not Kriya Shema is deraisa derabonon. We saw that it's a machlokes amiram in the Gemara. Shmuel held that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah derabonon, and Rabbi Elazar held that no, it's a mitzvah deraisa. And we saw that there were rishonim, a few rishonim, not many, who paskened like Shmuel, most notably Tosfos. And we discussed that even within the sheet of Shmuel, it's not so clear that it's a mitzvah derabonim, like Megillah, where it's something derabonim mechadish, could be. We saw many achrayim held that be'etzem Kriya Shema is a mitzvah asei deraisa to say certain psukim every day and every night. It's just that the choice of psukim was left up to the chachamim. However, be it as it may, the ikur lahalacha, the ikur of kamat ol rishayim, is that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah asei deraisa. We paskin like a beleza, not like Shmuel. And that's zikr how it's mavur in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah say deraisa. So now we have to mavar, now that we're establishing that halacha, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah say deraisa, which chelik of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah say deraisa? So this we saw was a tremendous machlekes rishayim. We saw that there were the ikka 3 days in the rishayim. Shita of the Rajb, Ritva, other rishayim was that it's only the first pasuk that is a chi of deraisa. We saw that the sheet of Rashi and Ben Yoina is that the entire first parsha is deraisa. And then we saw the sheet of the Rambam, which was that the first two parshas of Kriya Shema are mideraisa. Now, how do we paskin l'halacha? So the ikir l'halacha, the Beis Yosef paskin, it's mavur in Shulchan Aruch and the Tor, is that only the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is deraisa. They bring down a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that the reason why we say in the beginning of Tefillah, we say the She'onu Mashkimum B'chol Yoyim Lo'emrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, and we add to that Baruch Shem Kfeinu Achusa Olam Vod, kidei that we should be able to be Mekayin the mitzvah say of Kriya Shema if there's a chashash that the shul might be Nisachar and you may miss the Zman Kriya Shema by the time the minyan gets up to Kriya Shema. So it's Mavur, and this is Shtams from Yehuda HaChassid, that Al Yidei saying just the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Mi'ikir Adin Yoyitza, the mitzvah say deraisa of Kriya Shema. However, we saw that there were Achroinim who held very strongly that the entire first two parashas are deraisa, like the Sheet of the Rambam. We saw that that was the Sheet of the Pri Chodosh, the Sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. They both brought several starker rayas that the entire first two parashas are deraisa. And we saw that Halacha L'maisa, although perhaps the Iker Dedina is only the first pasuk, but we saw that both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishneh Berurah both said that a person should be Choshish L'chatchila to treat the entire Kriya Shema, that it's Deraisa. And that's the Mishneh Berurah in several places where there's a discussion of being Yetzir Kriya Shema L'moshel, if someone daven Ma'ariv early, or if he's saying Kriya Shema before Shacharis, because the minion's going to miss my Kriya Shema. The Mishneh Berurah always says that a person should say all three parshas, because you have to be chayshish for the shita that the first two parshas of Kriya Shema are deraisa, and therefore you have to say the first two parshas. Now, this is all, everything we've discussed until now, we're coming out with halacha, that although the ikur perhaps is only the first pasuk, but the entire first two parshas we treat with the chaymer of deraisa, this is all b'negei of the first two parshas of Kriya Shema. What about the third parasha, the parasha of Tzitzis? So the parasha of Tzitzis is interesting because on the one hand, it's clear, kulei alma moida, that there's no chi of deraisa to say these specific words every day. It doesn't say anywhere in the parasha they should say these words, b'shach b'chal v'kumecha, which would be the makor that you have to say the other two parashas that both mention v'dibarta bam, speaking, and you could understand it to mean speaking these words. The third parasha of the parasha of Tzitzis doesn't say any such thing. So the zikr, Chodesh makes this point very strongly, zikr nochiv d'raisa, to say the third parasha of Kriya Shema, the parasha of Tzitzis. However, on the other hand, everyone's moida, kulei alma moida, that you're being mekayim a mitzvah say d'raisa when you say the third parasha. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah say of zikiris yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, the mitzvah zikiris yitzias Mitzrayim, we know, is a mitzvah say d'raisa that a person has to do every day and every night, right? The most famous mission of Shas is that we learn that Amar was an Azariah, Hareni Kiven Shivim Shonav, Loizachisi, Shifi Omer, Sias and Shan Balelis, Ashadosh Ben Zoima, that he darshaned the posik that says, Mantiskas James, Sason, Eres and Shan, Kol Yimei Chayecha, we say Yimei Chayecha, Elu Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, the rabbis, the Leilois. So we see a chiv, we paskin that there's a chiv to say, to be mazki Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night. Now, this mitzvah, to be mazki Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, the Chachamim were misakin to become a part of the Madabeh of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara addresses why specifically the Parsha of Tzitzis, and the Gemara says because the Parsha of Tzitzis has not only the inyan of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, it also has the inyan of Kabbalas Kol HaMitzvahs, L'man Tiskas Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. So therefore, they put it in together with Kriya Shema. It goes together with the Kabbalas Olmach Shemayim, Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. The Parsha of Tzitzis fits in very nicely with the other two Parshas. So the Chacham were Mesakin, the Ishmekayim, the Mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, along with the inyan of Kriya Shema. Now, the truth is that it's not just a coincidence that the Chacham were looking for a good place to make sure you're mekayim this mitzvah twice a day. Kriya Shema also has to be twice a day. So they decided to put it together with Kriya Shema. It's really much more than that, because the inyan of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is really integrally tied up with the inyan of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim. The Orchas Chaim LaRosh says that the inyan of being Beiteach Vashem and to be belief and the inyan of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim comes together with the inyan of belief in Hashgacha Pratis. And in order to be fully mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim on yourself, you also have to be mekayim and be mekabel on yourself the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world by Hashgacha Pratis. And where do we see that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world by Hashgacha Pratis? That's what we see from Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened directly in the running of the world. And therefore, the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is really an integral chelik of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim. That's why the Chachamim said that we should be mekayim these two mitzvahs together, because they really complement each other, and it brings out the fullest level of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim is only if you also mention Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, as far as the Zman of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it's interesting. Mi'ikar Adimei D'Raisa, there is no set Zman during the day. The Torah just says, Kol Yimei Chayecha, and we said that means there's a din by night and a din by day. But L'chari, the din by day is the entire day. And Takal HaLocha, your Mechuyiv, the Chiyiv doesn't end by the Seis Man Kriya Shema, or even by Chatzais. A person has that Chiyiv the entire day. The Chiyiv D'Raisa, he's not potter from, even if it's right before Shkia, you have to be Mazker Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, it's mavur that the Rabbanon gave a zman to the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do we see that? Now, from the fact that I have to say the third parsha of Kriya Shema before the Seizman Kriya Shema is not a rai at all, because that could be that the Rabbanon made a matbeh of how you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, once a Rabbanon made a matbeh of how you should mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so avada, I have to be mekayim that entire matbeh during the Zman Kriya Shema. However, there's a Gemara that's Beferish Mavur that the Rabbanon put a Zman on the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. How do I see that? Because the Gemara brings a story of Rebbe, who was giving a very long shir, which began before Alois, went till after the Seis Zman Kriya Shema, and Rebbe was mafsik only for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. However, Rebbe also made sure to throw in a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim in his shir. Why? Because if he didn't mention it in the shir, he wouldn't be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim before the Seis Zman Kriya Shema. Now, L'chayr, what's the difference? als the matbeya shetiknu chachamim b'kriyashma. Rebbe wasn't mekayim that. He didn't say the third parasha of kriyashma. He didn't say the parasha of tzitzis. So all he's getting is a deraisa dikakiyim of zechiyas tzitzis mitzrayim. For a deraisa dikakiyim zechiyas tzitzis mitzrayim, where do you see any makar that it has to be done before the slayzman kriyashma? It must be that Rebbe understood that when Chachamim put together the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim together with Kriyashma, that the Rabbonim were setting a zman for Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim, even if you're not getting the matveh of Kriyashma, that the Chachamim were masakin a zman for Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim. That's Taka, the Ritva, all other Rishayim say clearly that there's a zman kavua midrabbonim for the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim. It has to be before Shalishais. So what we're coming out, the Vaila, is that Kriyashma is Deraisa. Which Chelik is Deraisa? So Me'ikir Dedina could be only the first Pasuk. We treat the entire first two Parshias as a Chiv Deraisa. The third Parsha may be not a Chiv Mideraisa, to say those words, but you Zichar are having a Kiyah Mideraisa when you say the third Parsha. Now, what about Kavonis? So till now we're discussing what you have to say. What about Kavonis? Which Kavonis do you have to have by Kriyashma? So when you talk about Kavona, really there's two different types of Kavonis which come up. First of all, there's the Kavona of Pirush HaMilim, what the words that you're saying mean. And then there's Kavona to be Mekayim, a specific mitzvah, the Inyan of mitzvah Shrichas Kavona. So first let's discuss the Kavona of Pirush HaMilim. So we know the Gemara addresses which chelik of Kriyashma has to have kavanas halev. The Gemara brings various different shittas. Is it the first pasuk, the first parasha, the first two parashas? L'halacha, we pass like Reb Meir, that only the first pasuk requires kavana, and kavanas pirush hamilim by the first pasuk is ma'akiv b'di'evid, without the inat yetzah Kriyashma. Why? Because the first pasuk, which is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, if you just say the words, it's not Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You have to be mechaven that you're being Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, the words you say. Otherwise, it's Ikar Chosam and Asefer. It's important to note, Mishneh Berurah says that the kavanah you have to have for Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is not just the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, it also includes Baruch Shem, because Baruch Shem together with Shema Yisrael is one unit of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You're also supposed to have a small hefsek before you go into the Ahavta, because the first pasuk together with Baruch Shem is the unit of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim that has to be separate from the rest of Kriyashma. Now, that's the chelik of Kriyashma that's ma'akiv to have Kavon Pirush HaMilos. Beyond that, Yizichar should have Kavon Pirush HaMilos, but it's not ma'akiv. How about Kavona to be Mekayim specific mitzvahs? So, we know that we pass in mitzvah Shichas Kavon. So, therefore, if you're being Mekayim a mitzvah Sasei Deraisa, you have to have kavana that I want to be mekayim this mitzvah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Mishneh Berurah Taka brings halacha that when a person is saying kriyashma, he has to have kavana aside from the kavana of pirush hamilos in the first pasuk with the kavana of kabbalas malchus shemayim, which has to be said be'ema. You also have to have kavana before you begin that you want to be mekayim two mitzvahs deraisa. Number one, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and number two, the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim, like we mentioned earlier, that the third parasha is a kiyam of a separate mitzvah, say deraisa of Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim. So we're coming out, you have to have kavana pirush hamilos in the first pasuk, Baruch Shem, and you have to have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma and the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Now, l'chayra, there may be mokin for other kavanas. First of all, we discussed last week that although we said over from the Chinuch that the Iker, the Mahos of Kriyashma is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, and the Chinuch holds it's only the first Pasuk. And if you hold that Kriyashma is all about the first Pasuk, L'chayra, the whole mitzvah is Ach V'rak Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. However, we saw the Rambam had two mitzvahs in Kriyashma. He had a mitzvah of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, which he mekayim with the first Pasuk, and then he had a separate mitzvah of Kriyashma, which is the other parashas that the Rambam holded Deraisa. Now, L'chayra, we can ask that according to the Rambam, you should have to have a third kavana. I should have to have kavana for Zechiyas Yisiyas Mitzrayim, kavana for the mitzvah Sei Deraisa of Kriyashma, and kavana for the mitzvah Sei Deraisa of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Now, you could say that the reason Mishneh Berurah and others don't mention this kavana is because we're going l'ikad adina, that there only is the mitzvah Deraisa is only the first pasuk, in which case there's no two separate mitzvahs, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim and Kriyashma. Kriyashma is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. However, according to the Rambam, maybe Taka have to have a third kavana. But I think that, even according to the Rambam, you don't have to have a separate kavana. Why not? Because what's pshat in mitzvah shichas kavana? Pshat in mitzvah shichas kavana is that when I do a mitzvah, what makes my action the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take a lulav and shake a lulav on Sukkos. I took a branch, I shook it around. What makes that a mitzvah? It's only because I have kavana, I want to be mekayim, the mitzvah Hashem, when I pick up the lulav, that's what makes picking up the lulav a nice mitzvah. Now, it could be that that's only by a physical action, where the physical action is not necessarily tied to the mitzvah. But over here, which mitzvah are we talking about? We're talking about the mitzvah of being mekabel o malcha shamayim. Now, we already said that in order to mekayim this mitzvah, there's a must, it's ikuva, that I have to have kavana for the pirush hamilus of Shema Yisrael, and kavana that I'm being mekabel o malcha shamayim. Now, once I have those kavanas, l'chari, there's no room to have a separate kavana that I want to be mekabel, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of kabos o malcha shamayim. Because if I'm having the kavana to mekabel o malcha shamayim, so automatically what I'm doing is the ma'isa mitzvah. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. There's no two possibilities. I'm being mekabel o malcha shamayim for different. That is the mitzvah. So the mele could be that the mitzvah of kabos o malcha shamayim, since it requires kavanas pirush hamilus and kavana to be mekabel the o malcha shamayim, doesn't have to have a kavana. I want to be mekayim that specific mitzvah. Now, so we're coming out that we have the mitzvah asay deraisa of kriyashma, mitzvah asay deraisa of zechias tzitzis mitzrayim, and perhaps like the Rambam, there's also a third mitzvah involved over here, the mitzvah of zechias tzitzis of kabos hamach shemayim, but that mitzvah perhaps doesn't need a kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. Now there is one more mitzvah which you may be being mekayim during kriyashma, and that mitzvah may require kavana. What's that mitzvah? So last week we discussed that although the chinuch was clear that kriyashma was all about Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim, the Yerushalmi is very much vur that the Yerushalmi understands that Kriyashma is a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That's the mahus of Kriyashma. It's a specific type, a specific time, but it's the mahusai, a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. The Yerushalmi said, first of all, we have the Yerushalmi says that the reason that Rebbe didn't have to stop learning for Kriyashma is because they're both Limud HaTorah. You don't stop one type of learning for another type of Limud learning. Clearly, Yerushalmi holds it's all about Limud HaTorah, and there's other ayahs to Yerushalmi says the reason ladies are potter from Kriyashma is not like we have in the Bavli because mitzvah seisha has man groma. The Yerushalmi says ladies are potter because it's Limud HaTorah, and ladies are potter from Limud HaTorah because it says limadim oisim levnechem, levnechem levnechem levnechem. Again, Yerushalmi understands Kriyashma is mahusa Limud HaTorah. Now, we don't understand perhaps the Kriyashma is mahusa Limud HaTorah. Could be the Bavli understands that it's a separate mitzvah. But there's good cause to say that you're being mekayim Limud HaTorah with Kriyashma. What's the makar? There's a Gemara Menachos that discusses someone who's unable to spend his entire day in learning. The Gemara says that the minimal requirement to mekayim the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is if a person says Kriyashma Shachas Arvus, he was already yoytza v'dibarta bom v'shachmachal v'kumecha. He already said. He said Kriyashma Limud HaTorah in the morning and the evening. L'chayr, you see from that Gemara that there is a kiyum of Limud HaTorah with Kriyashma. There's other makaris in the Gemara without going into them that Kriyashma could be is a kiyum of Limud HaTorah. Now, there's a problem, however, with understanding that Kriyashma is a kiyum of Limud HaTorah, and the Beis Yosef really mutches with this. The problem is as follows. We have a Gemara that says that if a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, he could be Yoytza with a Haver Abba. And Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that if you want to be Yoytza with a Haver Abba, you have to learn Al Asar. You have to learn right after Haver Abba. Afrekta Beis Yosef, I don't understand. I have to learn right after Aver Abba. Why do I have to learn right after Aver Abba? I was already Mekayin, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, when I said Kriyashma. Memela, the Beis Yosef is very bothered with this kasha, and he has two possibilities. He says, possibility number one is you can be Madcha the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is discussing a case where you already said Kriyashma. Possibility number two is that Zakta Beis Yosef, maybe Kriyashma, because you're being mechaven for tefillah and you, for shir, for tishbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's not a kiyum of Limud HaTorah. And halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings these two tzadim. He says, Birchas Avos Olam, Peteres Birchas HaTorah, Im Lomad Miyad Bli Hafsik, if you learn right away. And he says, V'yesh L'Stapik, Yisabi, B'kayir Kriyashma, Sonuch HaMiyad Bli Hafsik. And the Shulchan Aruch is mesupik whether or not learning, saying Kriyashma after Haver Abba is enough to be considered Limud HaTorah. L'chayr, it's mavur over here that the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef, is mesupik whether or not Kriyashma is considered Limud HaTorah or not. Now there are Rishonim Agav who have a different gears than the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi said Bulvad that you say Kriyishma right after Avirab, in which case they clearly understand Kriyishma is Limitatir. But the Shulchan Aruch L'Chayr is Musupik whether or not Kriyishma is Limitatir. Now there are many Achrayim, Chaznish, and the Stipler, they both say clearly that no, it's not that they go with this second sad, that Kriyishma, because your kavana is to be part of davening, is not a kiyum of limud Torah. The Chida very interestingly says that it depends. If I have kavana to mekayim limud Torah, so then it is a kiyum of limud Torah. If I don't have kavana for limud Torah, it's not a kiyum of limud Torah. So as to our discussion of kavanas in Kriyishma, could be there's room for one more kavana. That if I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of limud Torah, that might cause that, according to some shitas, I'm being yotze a mitzvah of limud Torah, which I otherwise would not be mekayim. And you see that the Shulchan Aruch is takim supik. Now there is one other possible way to answer up the Shulchan Aruch, to say that could be the Shulchan Aruch has, like either tzad, it's zikr a kiyum of limud Torah. So then why are we mesupik if Kriyishma is going to be sufficient for a person to be yotze the learning you have to do after Aver Abba? So this, I saw brought down from Rabbi Yashiv, a Pashta Chezrin al Pi Taisis over there. The Taisis that brings down this Yishalmi, so Taisis asked that our minig is not to learn, at least Taisis, and the Taisis, was not to learn right away after Birchas HaTorah, and that's not a problem, so why, if I'm being yotze with Aver Abba, I do have to learn right away? And Taisis says, well, it's different, because since a Aver Abba is not Be'ikr, about Birchas HaTorah, I have to do something to show that my Haver Abba should become Birchas HaTorah, and that's why I have to learn right away afterwards. Now, you could extend that a little bit further, so this brought down from Liashiv, that just like we're saying that because a Haver Abba is not B'mohusay, Birchas HaTorah, I need to learn to shtel avek that it's considered Birchas HaTorah. So I could say that a limud Torah, which has another purpose also, dahainu Kriyishma, which I'm also saying to be yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriyishma, so although it could be avada, it is limud Torah. But since it's not a limud Torah specifically for this intent of being yaitz of Birchas HaTorah with Aver Abba, it's not sufficient to show and to establish that my Aver Abba is Birchas HaTorah. Memeil, that's why I have to learn a separate limud afterwards. L'fi this side, it would come out that both Stadim and the Shulchan Aruch could hold that, well, maybe you can't say in the Shulchan Aruch, but according to this, it would come out clearly that Kriyishma is limud Torah. It's just that for the purpose of being Yaitza, Birchas HaTorah with Aver Abba, it's not considered the type of limud Torah I want. But Avada, Kriyishma is a kiyum of limud Torah. So we're coming out just to finalize. We have the first pasuk Kriyishma, Zichr Deraisa. The other two parashas is the Machlekes of Deraisa Derabonon. We treat it L'chumra like it's Deraisa. The third parasha is definitely a Kiyum of Deraisa. You have to have Kavona Pirish Amilim by the first pasuk with Baruch Shein. You should also have Kavona for the mitzvah of Kriyishma and the mitzvah of Zichir Sisiyas Mitzrayim. And perhaps there's room to have kavana for limud Torah and chaperai nocha mitzvah of limud Torah. Shkoyach.